Chapter 5. Resource Domination. How to build wealth like a ghost and own your life. Let me tell you about the man who retired at 34. His name was Klaus, a former bartender from Munich. He worked nights, slept days, and spent his tips on three things: history books, a beat-up laptop, and silence. While his friends partied, Klaus taught himself to code. Not for a degree or a promotion. For fun. In 2016, he built a crypto arbitrage bot in his studio apartment. No LinkedIn posts. No investor pitches. Just him, black coffee, and the glow of a screen. By 2020, the bot was earning $40,000 a month. Klaus quit bartending, moved to a cabin in the Alps, and now spends his days hiking and reading Stoic philosophy. His old boss texts him weekly, "When are you coming back?" Klaus's secret: he treated resources like a wolf treats territory, ruthlessly, silently, and with zero apologies. This chapter isn't about getting rich. It's about making money irrelevant by mastering the three currencies of power: time, energy, and leverage. The fisherman who outsmarted the empire. In 1760, a merry fisherman named Taine noticed British ships anchoring near his village. While others feared invasion, Taine saw opportunity. He taught himself English by trading fish for lessons, learned naval routes, and sold secret maps to rival traders. When the British tried to colonize his land, Taine vanished into the mountains with enough gold to buy his tribe's freedom. Centuries later, his journal was found with this line: "The conqueror's weakness. He thinks resources are taken. The wise know their claim." Your first lesson: wealth isn't about having. It's about holding. The trinity of ghost wealth. 1. Time. The currency of gods. In 2014, I met a billionaire on a flight to Dubai. He wore sweatpants, checked emails once an hour, spent 20 minutes explaining his four-phase time audit. Phase 1. Track every minute for 72 hours. Phase 2. Label each task as empire, builds legacy, or graveyard, feeds entropy. Phase 3. Delete 50% of graveyard tasks immediately. Phase 4. Outsource the rest to desperate college students on Fiverr. Your move. For the next week, write down every activity that doesn't pay you in freedom, skills, or leverage. Then, delete social media scrolling. Replace Netflix with niche documentaries, egg the secret world of Swiss banking. A reader cut his graveyard time by 60% and wrote a novel in 3 months. 2. Energy. The invisible war. Your focus is a fortress. Guard it like a warlord. The 3 a.m. protocol. Most people sleep. Sigma strike. Between 3 to 5 a.m., the world is silent. No emails. No texts. Just you and your deepest work. A Wall Street trader I mentor uses these hours to analyze markets. His nickname: the Ghost of Wall Street. Warning: this isn't about hustle. It's about rhythm. Sleep 8 to 12 a.m. instead. Story: a single mom in Ohio used the 3 a.m. protocol to build a baking empire. While her kids slept, she perfected recipes. Now she ships keto croissants to 14 countries. Her ex-husband: he still works at the tire shop. 3. Leverage. The art of owning without being seen. In 1999, a reclusive Japanese investor named Yoshi bought abandoned parking lots near Tokyo's red light district. He didn't develop them. Didn't advertise. Just waited. When the government legalized casinos in 2024, he sold the lots for $900 million. Your leverage toolkit. Automate or die. Use AI tools to handle emails, investments, and customer service. Own shadows. Invest in assets nobody notices until they're critical. Egg: lithium mines, vintage typewriters. The silent partner rule: never put your name on anything. A reader owns 6 rental properties under an LLC named Midnight Holdings. His neighbors think he's unemployed. The 7-day resource purge. Day 1 to 2. the bloodletting. Sell slash donate 7 items that don't earn or empower you. Cancel 3 subscriptions. Yes, even the gym. Day 3 to 5. The black market. Replace 1 income stream with passive leverage. Egg, rent your car on Turo. Sell PDF guides on Etsy. A woman in Toronto rents her balcony as a micro wedding venue for $500/hour. Day 6 to 7. The ghost protocol. Go cash only. Freeze your cards. Feel what scarcity truly means. A CEO client did this and realized 80% of his spending was ego-driven. He now lives on 30% of his income and invests the rest in AI startups. Brutal action steps. This 7-day purge isn't inspiration. It's a reckoning. The dark side of dominance. This path will isolate you. Friends will call you greedy while begging for loans. Enrage mediocrity. Bosses will resent your independence. Test your soul. Money amplifies who you are, monster or monk. Story. A hedge fund manager retired at 41 to build schools in Kenya. His former colleagues mocked him, until UNICEF featured him in a documentary. Now they beg for selfies. What's next? In Chapter 6, you'll learn the betrayal blueprint, how to turn enemies into pawns. See the oligarch who vomited in Chapter 4. Silent revenge. Crush opponents by letting them dig their own graves. The Lazarus Protocol. Resurrect your reputation after sabotage. A reader used these tactics to bankrupt a rival company, while its CEO thanked him for the advice. This isn't a chapter, it's a heist. The world's resources are unguarded vaults. Steal them. You weren't born to earn, you were born to own.